001. Okay. First, there's something I want to go over that we've mentioned a few times, so it's good if you know the source of it, about the exact relationship of lighting the Neros and the other people in the house. In other words, let's say you don't do like the Mahadrin, so it's Ner Ishu Beso. So the question is, how strong, how is the person, let's say the bar mitzvah boy in the house, or the wife for that matter, how are they yotzei exactly? Is it with shlichus, and maybe you would say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, or is it something stronger, because Ner Ishu Beso? So the Sfasemes in Shabbos really is a good place to start. The Sfasemes in Masechet Shabbos starts off with the question, how could the Mahadrin make a bracha? You don't make a bracha just on a hiddur mitzvah. So it's a hiddur mitzvah for them to light. So how could they make a bracha? So he answers, because that's goof of the beauty of Takanos Chazal, that Chazal will misaken the hiddur by Ner Chanukah, and therefore you can make a bracha on the hiddur, because that's the way Chazal structured the mitzvah. That's the Sfasemes. Reb Kiveger in the Tshuvas says that the reason is because they're mechaven not to be yotzei. So now it turns out they're not making a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah, they're making a bracha on the Ikar Adin. They have to light, they had a mind not to be yotzei. So that's really the starting point of all the talk in the Achronim, where the Sfasemes doesn't like that Mahalach, doesn't mention that Mahalach, while Reb Kiveger says, you mechaven not to be yotzei. Now this has a lot of ramifications. For example, just the Sfasemes there indeed discusses the possibility, as does the Pnei Yeshua, that Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beis would be somewhat like mezuzah. So certainly, let's say there's a mezuzah on the door put up by one person in the house, so certainly another person in the house couldn't have in mind not to be yotzei, and he would put up another mezuzah and make a bracha, right? The house has a mezuzah ready. So that's the tzad that Reb Kiveger is not like Reb Kiveger. So that's where you have this issue, and that has a ramification whether it's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho or not. The Pnei Yeshua rather stresses that the fact that Chazal will kivei a special place to put the Chanukah menorah, that makes it more like a mezuzah. And then he discusses maybe only when it's outside, but not when it's for the Bnei Bayis. Maybe it's two types of chiyuvim. So that's where it comes from. Now, it really has an earlier source. The Trumas HaDeshen talks about a guy that's not in his house. He's in someone else's house for Chanukah temporarily, what's called in Hilchos Chanukah Nachsanoi. But his wife is lighting for him at home. So he brings down a shayla he has in mind. He doesn't want to be yotzei with his wife's adlaka. He wants to light himself where he is. So he talks about it from the perspective of hiddur mitzvah. But other achronim, the Taz says that what's the big deal? He doesn't want to be yotzei with his wife's adlaka. So like, why is that an issue? So again, you find in an earlier source this dynamic, and again, it has ramifications on the type of mitzvah it is, and let's say you have in mind not to be yotzei, whether it's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and so on and so forth. Okay, these are the sources of all the talk that's talked about by the later achronim. That's talked about, in many, 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 many places. Then certainly you can't have in mind not to be yotzei.
Yeah, what I'm saying, right.
Right, that's indeed, that they make that clear.
Rabbi Kiveger says it's only enough that the person has kavana not to be yotzei, or...
No, he says, yeah, anybody that's lighting Mahadrin obviously has in mind not to be yotzei. But the chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger is that you could have in mind not to be yotzei. Okay.
The person lighting doesn't
matter. The Iker, I mean, maybe yeah, maybe not. The Iker is the person that has to be yotzei, has a mind not to be yotzei. Probably, if the guy lighting knows that the other guy is going to light, he also won't have a mind to be yotzei. But Okay, I want to skip Tafresh Ayin Gimel and Tafresh Ayin Dalet. I plan on coming here Hanukkah, but they're learning. There's no reason we should give the Yevonim a post-Yumis victory, especially on Hanukkah. So we'll see. Tafresh Ayin Gimel and Tafresh Ayin Dalet I want to skip. And Tafresh Ayin Hay I want to skip. Let's learn Tafresh Ayin Vav. Tafresh Ayin Vav. Amadlik Lelishon Mavarach Shalosh Brachas, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, that's the Gears from the Machaber. Mishnah Berurah says, Begemor Vachalapoyskim Isa Ner Shel Chanukah, Vachain Kosov Marshal, Akshay Kosov Shiyama Shel Chanukah as one word. I don't really understand it, I didn't have time to look it up. Velo Shel Chanukah, Shtei Milos, Voilam Enoigim Lahakbet Bezeh, but they say it as two words. Okay, that's the Gabi the Vav. Then the Higianu Lazman Hazeh, it is Alamed Bechirik Veloy Bepatach, but we all say, or at least the common custom is to say both Bechirik. I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah holds about Bazman Hazeh. Obviously, he holds Bazman Hazeh, and it's only Lizman Hazeh by the Higianu, but I'll predict that Lechayvi should say Lazman Hazeh as well. And that's indeed the common custom. I'm not aware of anybody that says Lizman Hazeh. Well, I didn't listen to too many people, the truth is, but... Okay. V'shasa Nisim. That's the second bracha. V'shechiyonu is the third bracha. V'mlo birech zman b'leil rishon. Mevorech b'leil sheni. When he lights. O k'she yizkar. So what does it mean, O k'she yizkar? So the Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Levush that wrote Saloy Mekshayuzko Bashar Alaylos Bashas Adloka. But he's making the Shechiyonu and the Shasanizim when he lights. Just not the first night, the second night, third night, fourth night, whenever. Vim Nizkar Achar Hadloka. Einam Avarech Belaylo Zu Od. But we're going to see in a moment, this might very well mean Achar Hadlaka after the Neiros go out. That's a good question. The Poiskim Lamaisa, when they talk about making a bracha on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, nobody says you have to figure out if it's a half hour or not. So apparently, it doesn't matter. Once it's burning, it has Hashem Ner Chanukah. It was lit for the purpose of the mitzvah. So again, Mishas Hadlaka in the first sentence of the Mishnah Berurah means when you're lighting. The Yimniskar Achar Hadlaka, we're going to see soon in the Mishnah Berurah that it must mean after it went out, so you don't make a Shechiyanu. Now, the Sharat Siyunans of Kotten Gimel says that after the eighth night, and you didn't make Shechiyanu, certainly L'chatchila you have to make Shechiyanu when you're lighting the Neiros Chanukah, but if you didn't and now the eighth night went by, so he considers the possibility that he could start make Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov, not on the mitzvah but on the Yom Tov. So he brings on a Miri that really you could. Chanukah is a Yom Tov like on the Yom Tovim, and if you didn't do it in conjunction with the Adloka, so you could start say Shechiyanu, and the Sharatzion ends up Sorichion. Pretty rare that a guy will forget to make Shechiyanu, but you have this. What?
If you're waiting for Shachris.
No, that's nothing. That's not staying at Stam. Okay.
You forgot.
Okay, so you have this Miri in the Sharatzion of Kotten Gimel that you can say Shechiyanu in a vacuum, so to speak, on the Yom Tov.
Can we say it on the show?
That's at night.
It's at night, no, I'm saying.
Yeah, yes, you say Shechiyanu at night. This year it's a little more of a problem because we're lighting in shul after you're lighting at home the first night. So it's a little more questionable, but Lamai said Achrenim say yes. I told Ari Stern maybe his son should make those two brachas, the Shasanism and the Shechiyanu. If he wants to be frum, if he wants to have boasting rights to frumkeit, you never know, it'll be Nagea getting a good shidduch for his daughter. So he should have his son make those two brachas, and he should make sure to tell people that he did that.
You
Yeah, what?
It's meaning not light at home?
No, he should light at home. Lighting is not the issue. The issue is Shasanisim and Shechiyanu is an issue if the first night, not so much Shasanisim, it's really Shechiyanu. When you're lighting at home before, when you're going from shul to home, it's not a problem. When you're going from home to shul, it's more of a problem.
But his son's not
going to
light?
I don't know. So his son should make the brachas for everybody. And Ari should make the brachas here. The two brachas, Shasanisim and Shechiyanu.
When his son is bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
If he lights at home, you should say all three.
Yeah, sure.
And then when he comes here, Ari says one.
I suggest that he be machmir, since it's a question. When you're lighting at home before the shul, whether you make those two brachas in the shul. Shechiyanu more of an issue than Shasamisa. Usually you light in shul before the home.
His son because he doesn't have a shul. I'm not understanding.
Nothing. I'm making a joke. I'm making a joke. You're an innocent. No. He didn't pick up on my joke about a shidduch his daughter. He's not in the world of the shidduch by the charedim yet. Okay. Milel rishon ve'elech. From after the first night and on. Funny lashon. From after the first night and on, v'varech shtayim, you only make two, not three. L'hadlik v'shasanisim, hagav v'varech kol habrachos kodem shiyaschel l'hadlik. Some people actually make a mistake about this. You should make all the brachas before you light even one candle. T'neis kol yom is, so the Mishnah Berurah says, shrei kol shmonos yom midlikum en apach. Avol zman, he's explaining why you say shasanisim every night. Every day was a nes. That's really a concept that should be explored more. Whether there was one nes that lasted for 8 days, or there was 8 nisim, and every day was a separate nes. That's a question. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that every day was a separate nes, and that's why you make shasanisim every day. In fact, I would say that's why we say halal shalom every day. If it would be one nes that lasted 8 days, it's not so clear we would say Hallel every day.
Didn't light in the day.
What?
Each night.
No, it didn't go out.
It didn't go out.
It magically lit again at night.
They lit it.
The mashmos always is that it didn't go out.
All these hakiras with the Beis Yosef, all the answers that they give on his comments.
What does that have to do with
that? Because he says that it went down and
yeah.
He appeared again. They assume that man. That he's lighting it the second night. He's lighting it the first
night. Yeah? I never thought of it that way. Maybe. It's a good point. I don't know. What? Bedlikum mimenu shmonos yom? Why? I don't see how you could bring a raya either way.
Those are
terutzim. Those are his terutzim. So those are his terutzim. But that could mean it kept burning and they saw it went down every night.
Then
it went down. It kept burning.
But it went down one day.
Yeah. So that could be what he means.
Yeah.
I don't see how you're giving a raya.
No.
Whatever the Beis Yosef says, but yeah. I don't see how you're giving a raya. Well, what's the lashon way? Better. But nasanes. Hidliku shmona yomim. They lit again. But okay, maybe. I always understood it was all like the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the Ner Maravi, that it never went out. But I don't know, it's a good point. What's the Rambam's Hidliku? Maybe they lit again. Okay, so then there certainly was a nes every day. Avol Zman, so, and that's all the Mishnah Berurah means. That's what he means. They lit, there was a nes every day. So certainly, Al Kapanim, if that's what had happened, that they lit every day, so certainly there was a nes every day. So you say Shasanisim every day. Avol Zman, okay. Avol Zman, but then the Beis Yosef's kashas shouldn't even be shver at all. Alright. Avol Zman, Mishayigonu, Latcholos Osman, Higiyanu. But Shechiyanu is only once. Obviously, because that's Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'genu, l'zman hazeh. Okay. Call them Shiyasko Lahadlik, you should make all the brachas. The Bina Shiyu, a brachas over Lasiyosa. Okay. Next. Hidlik Nerchanaka Meshachach Lavarik Lahadlik Kosa. Farak Koydim Shiyu, the Kula Nisker Shadayan Lo Birech. Yeshlo Laborech Kola Brachos. We can't possibly be mefalpel in what this is totally. You cannot make the bracha after you've lit them all, even though the mitzvah has a hemshech zman, even though there could be a svara that you can say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah the whole half hour. There could be such a svara. By tzitzis, let's say you make the bracha after you put on the talis, and you're not mamash mesh b'tzitzis u'mavorech. So you can't make the bracha. The bracha is only because of mamash mesh. The mashmos usually is that the mishmush is just to make it either lasiyosan, but you could theoretically. So this is a general question. But the hadlaka is for a half hour. There's a general question in Kiveger and in many achronim all over. A mitzvah with a hemshech zman, could you make the bracha during the hemshech zman? Al kaponim here, Rabbi Kiveger says not. You can only make the bracha lahadlik. This is the way Rabbi Kiveger says you cannot. And therefore, mamash mesh betzitzis is serious. That's the only reason you can make a bracha, is because mamash mesh betzitzis. Otherwise, you can't make the bracha. You don't have to. Sukkos, I explained. That mishmush mitzitzis is like being mamashmish in the schach. Were you here that day? No. I explained the longness of the mashmish mitzitzis. Why, it was Sukkos. I thought you were in Shabbat Shuvah. I was in Shabbat Shuvah. This is the Rebbe Kiveger that says you cannot. You cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah that has a hemshech zman. You cannot make a bracha after performing the act of the mitzvah just because it's still the hemshech zman. And therefore you can only make the bracha l'adlik if you still have neiros to be madlik, even though that's also not so poshut, because you did the ikra mitzvah, now you're doing the hiddur. So, if you ever want to take out a chuz of Bikveger and learn it, it would be a wonderful thing. Ot kosav shindiska l'acha shehidlik kulam, ein lo l'vorech pichas l'adlik, but sheh sonisim yes, and shechayanu yes. That's why I said before that in the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays, when he says the Amniskar Achar Hadloka Einam Abarech Balayla Su'od, he means after the Neiros go out. Because in this Sif Cotton, he says that you could make Shechayanu while the Neiros are burning. Okay. Sif Gimel in the Mechaber, Mishal Hidlik, very important. Actually, it's not so Nogeb as Manazem, but Mishal Hidlik, someone who didn't light Ner Chanukah. And he's not planning on lighting. Beinu also lahadlik boso lightly. He doesn't have a place. He's not going to be lighting. And the guy named madlikin olo b'toch beso. Whatever. He's a single guy. Well, they're not lighting for whatever reason. And he's on a plane. He has no place to light. And he's not going to be lighting. And he's in the plane and he sees an erchanukah in someone's window. Shavuah erchanukah mevorech she'asanisim uvaleil rishim mevorech kam shechiyanu. So you have, this is called Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levorech. So the Mechaber, because it's in Inyan Pesumei Nisa, he sees the Neiros, he makes a bracha. The Mechaber Shita is that this din is only said if he has no connection whatsoever to a mitzvah sadlaka. He's not lighting, he's not planning on lighting, they're not lighting for him. Mishnah Brura, Avlam Yad Lechagakach, if he's planning on lighting later in the evening, certainly Lo Yivarech HaRe'iyah. So that's the chiddush of the mechaber, that no one's lighting for him, even though he has no connection to those neiros. But if someone's lighting for him, he does not make the bracha. The Yesh Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Savri, he's not doing the mitzvah, he's not lighting. The Gamein Mishtatif Macherim Bepriti, it's talking about, you know, his wife's not lighting. He's not lighting, whether actually lighting, or he's not mishtatef with someone else, but poil where he is. Tzorech levorech al ariyah lehodos al anes. V'gam levorech oz shechayanu. Not like the mechaber, Mechaber says, you wipe out the Birchas Re'iyah just if his wife's lighting for him in the house. But some say no. Only if you're involved in lighting do you not make the Birchas Re'iyah. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins, when we come to Gomeinu Kedai Lasses Kein Lamaisa to go make a Birchas Re'iyah based on these other Shitas, Safik Brachas Lohaka. So, okay.
You said before Shepherd, you command on the young.
That's only the Mishnah Berurah declares it, Sarachion. If 8 days went by and he still didn't make the Shechiyonu on the Adlaka, the Shar HaTzion says, maybe according to the Miri, you can make Shechiyonu on the Yontif. And he blames Sarachion. Here he's talking the norm, normative halacha. Okay, so again, we paskin that there's no Birchas Riyah unless you have no connection to a lighting. That's what the Mechaber says. That's why it's very hard to find a case. So you have a guy, he's single or whatever, and he's traveling, he can't light, so he would make the bracha.
Why can't he say Shechiyonu on the second or third night?
He doesn't have to, he could make it the first night. He could say it the first night, Al Hariya.
Because stories of Gadol, he would purposely not look at the Nes because he also wanted.
Maybe he didn't want to get into this machlaikas.
Right. He didn't want to see any Nes before he got home, so he wouldn't.
Before he got home, that was no shita like that.
Do you want to have the possibility that maybe he should have said, I'll send you some few small lights?
No, but nobody holds that if you're going to light that night, you should. The machlokas is about if you're not going to light at all, but your wife's lighting for you. But if you're going to light in another half hour, there's no shita that you still make the bricha sevilla. Okay, maybe it's a chumras time. He didn't want to. He wouldn't have had the fervor of the Shechiyonu if he would have seen Eros Chanukah already.
I thought they were saying Al-Shasinisa.
That is no.
Okay.
Acha Shehid Lekomane Eros Allah, Lo Anachnu Madlikim. And that already, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, Einu Chozos have gotten Zion because you made Shechiyonu when you saw the Neiros, so you don't make Shechiyonu the second night. Yep. But if his wife lit for him the first night, and therefore he didn't make the brachas, al hariyah. So then he does not make Shechiyonu the second night either. Yeah, right. Of course not. If he was yaitzah with his wife's adlaka, he doesn't make Shechiyonu. Acha shehidlik, Mishnah Berurah. Acha shehidlik neharishon shehu ikar omer neres halalu. The yigmar ha'adlokos ba'ot she'omer neres halalu. Again, all the brachas have to be finished before you light the first. You could say Aneris Halalu, you should say Aneris Halalu, I guess. If you've lit the first and it's caught on and it's burning, you say Aneris Halalu. As you're saying it, that's okay. Normally you're not supposed to be doing things while you're davening or saying, but if it's me'inyan of what you're saying, then you could. So you're lighting Aneris Chanukah and singing Aneris Halalu. Very nice. Ubnuzuch Aneris Halalu Yishlam Advav Tevos, Neged Aneris Shal Chanukah. Melvat Elu Shtei Tevas Aneiros Halolu. I know you counted. Kolom Aneiros Halolu Hein Mamet Vov. Atkan Lashom Harshal. Eight letters in Aneiros Halolu. 8 days Chanukah. What do you know? Another terrorist to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. And we call a call Mishanoi Gleimu Aneiros Halolu Lacha Shidla Kakol. Nami Shaper Domi. So I guess there are two minhagim. Okay, next sin. That's it. We got a little bit of what?
It becomes part of the mitzvah.
I don't know. Maybe you're saying it is shiros nisishbachos. It's no. You're not being mafzik. It's shiros nisishbachos as you're doing the mitzvah.
He's not saying here. Acha shehidlik hakol. Everyone in the house lights. He's saying
no. Each person. Yeah. I mean, if you're a lot of people lighting and you want to wait with Haneris Halolu till everybody lights, fine. You know, my house, everybody says his own. We sing Haneris Halolu with every person's hadlaka. Okay, now the next sif is very complicated. There's a lot of shitas. And there's a lot of shitas within shitas. So, first I'll tell you about Tera shitas, and then we'll learn inside. Okay. There's two basic shitas. I mean, you could say it a lot of ways. I'll say it this way. There are two basic shitas. There's one shita that you light the new Nair every night, the Nair that you didn't light the night before. You add a Nair in your menorah, and you light the new Nair every night, and you make the bracha over the new Nair, so to speak, and the new Nair goes first. And the Gur shita is that you light, there's something called the first Nair, and that's what you light every night first, and that's the main light, and that's the Nair, that's the Iker Nair, is the first one. And you then add the additional ones, but your Iker Nair is that first one that you lit the first night. That's one basic issue. Then there's another basic issue. Which way do you go? Now, according to the Gra, it doesn't... Okay, we'll see. Why? There's a rule called Pinoshat that Pona lo yuhu ela liyamin. Now, what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch holds it means that you go to the right. So you add on the left, and you are always going to the right. Because the Shulchan Aruch holds, A, you light the new Nair first, and then you go to the old. And Kolpina Shatapona lo yu el liyamin means you go from left to right. The Taz holds that Kolpina Shatapona lo yu el liyamin means that you turn to the right first, and then you will go from right to left. But you turn to the right first. So, but the Taz also is going in the Shitas HaShulchan Aruch that you light the new Nair first. So according to the Taz, you light your most, you're lighting the Ner Chodesh every night, but you go from right to left. So according to the Taz, you light the most left light the first night. You add on the right, and you go from right to left. So the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch hold again. Legabi the first machlokes, the first issue, you make the bracha and you light first the new one. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, you go from left to right, and according to the Taz, you go from right to left. The Gra, his issue is, his point is that you light the Nair that you lit the first night first, and you go. Now, which direction are you going? We're going to see now in the Mishnah Berurah. It gets a little, you have to picture it. It's not, the Gros has 2 points. Haner HaRishon Hu Haner HaIkri, and that's what you make the brach on, and that's what you light first. He also says, V'zehu Haner HaSamuch LaPesach. That's the one that's closest to the door. We'll see in a moment how the menorahs were configured and what it means. But Al Kaponim, some Achronim want to say that if you're lighting in the window or not by the door, the Gra necessarily wouldn't hold like the Gra. But it's not the case. The Achronim agree. It's an argument. But the Achronim agree that the Gra's first reason is his main reason also, at least also. And you light the first Nair, and that's the one you light. And then you go from the first to the new ones. Okay, so let's see the Mechaber and...
If you light it outside of the window.
We'll see. It's a little confusing because the Shulchan Aruch never tells you which way you're facing when you light. So you sort of have to use... It doesn't really matter. We'll see. We'll see if it matters. Okay, let's see the Mechaber. Yaskul Adik Lelvisham B'ner HaNoser Yemini. Right, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're always going to go from left to right, and you're always right. According to the Shulchan Aruch, A, you're always going to light the new one first, and B, you're going to go from left to right. So therefore, you start with the rightmost Nair, B'ner Hayosa Yemini, and this is the Iker. It doesn't matter where your menorah is and how it's situated by the door, let's say, and if it's facing this way or that way, and left and right. However you're lighting, and you have to imagine a person lighting the menorah, he's standing not in back of the menorah, he's standing really in front of the menorah. I would imagine. I mean, if it's in the window, you're certainly standing. You don't have a choice. You know where you're standing. You know where you stand if you light in the window. But even if you light in the doorway, I think the presumption is that you stand in front of the menorah, like you're facing the menorah. Like you, if the menorah is, let's say, outside the door. So let's say you're standing in the menorah by Rosh Hashanah, by a doorway. You're standing in Rosh Hashanah. I think that's the logical way to think of it. You're standing in Rosh Hashanah and you're lighting. So you would light the according to the Machaber, which is the way we paskin most. I don't know about the grub people, but you do the rightmost one first. On the extra one, Shu Yosef Smali, because they laugh mostly in men. Very nice, beautiful. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the ein chilek bein sheminiach miyamin haPesach ubein sheminiach mismol haPesach. Tomid yaschil habrocha b'ner hanosof. Now, what exactly this means? I think it means it's not 100% clear. You'll see from the next V'yesh Omrim what I think it means. First of all, they lit apparently. I don't think nothing. It's ma'akev really, but I once like figured it out. They lit like if the doorway is this way, the menorah was perpendicular to the doorway, not parallel to the doorway. Perpendicular. Okay. It was. Think. Let's say you lit outside the doorway, on the outside. So they would put the menorah perpendicular to the doorway. The most right now, I think the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch would agree that the most, because it's the most right near, that's closest to the door, right? And but according to the Beis Yosef, you would now be moving away from the door. And the eighth night, where you're lighting the eighth nair on your left, you're like far from the door already, so to speak, and you're going closer and closer to the door. And according to the Gra, you would go the first one, and you would go to your left. According to the Taz, what do you do according to the Taz in such a case? The Taz wants you to move to the left, but he also wants you to do the new one. So if you have the menorah positioned that way, wait, so according to the Taz, what's most important? He wants you to go to the left, but wait, he wants you to go to the left, but he wants you to light the new one also. I don't know, what would you do according to the Taz? I don't know. You have to see in the Bir Halacha. If your menorah was there, I'm not sure, what would you do according to the Taz?
On the second,
you would start on the left? On the left,
yeah.
But the Taz wants you to go from right to left the second night. I mean, you would start on the left, and the new one would be to the right of the left, and then you would go from right to left. So you would start far from the door. Okay, so in that case, where the menorah is perpendicular to the doorway, and it's standing outside the doorway, so according to the Beis Yosef, you would light this five instead of eight. You would light this one first. And the second night you would do this and this, and third night this way, fourth. According to the Gra, you would go this way, one, second night, third night. According to the Taz, you would do one, and second night, third night. Okay, very good, excellent. So Bein chilek bein sheminiach miyamin haPesach bein sheminiach mismol haPesach. Let's say, for some reason there was no mezuzah on that door, so your light be yamin. So then everything's turned around, right? What used to be, if you're lighting Mismol HaPesach, let's say you're lighting outside. So if you're lighting Mismol HaPesach, so your right is the one closest to the door. And if you're lighting Miyamin HaPesach, then your left is the one closest to the door. Right? Correct? I don't want to say right. Yeah, but I'm saying in the halacha there's a presumption like the normal way of standing. If the Mishnah Berurah talks about if it's Miyamin HaPesach or Mishmol HaPesach, because it could theoretically be Mishmol HaPesach if there's no mezuzah there. I'm sorry, Miyamin HaPesach, no mezuzah. So now think of the menorah. That's clear, I'm telling you. Trust me. Their menorahs were perpendicular to the door. Perpendicular means it wasn't, it didn't go the same way the doorway went. It was perpendicular. It was perpendicular,
here's the door,
not parallel.
Here's the door opening. Like this or like this?
I don't know what I'm looking at. If this is the door, the menorah went this way, not that way.
Not against the wall.
It didn't go parallel. It didn't go the same direction as the doorway. It went perpendicular to it, not parallel.
There's the door walking in. The menorah set up like
no, this way.
This way.
Yeah. Their menorahs were that way. It's clear. Trust me on this. I spent a lot of time figuring this out. You have to be very makatov to me. Their menorahs were perpendicular. So again, so if it's Mismola Pesach, where it ideally it would be, then the Yamin is the one closest to the doorway. If it's Mismola Pesach, the small is the one closest to the doorway. If it's Miyamin HaPesach, then you're facing this way. So, but the Mechaber Shita, that you light the rightmost one first, because A, you on every night you want to light the new one, and B, you want to move to the right. That's the Mechaber's 2 points. So he says there's no difference if it's Miyamin HaPesach or Mismol HaPesach. You want to move to the right, and that's the yisod. That's the most important thing: to move to the right and to make and to light first the new nair. The yesh omrim, and this is going to be the gra. The immunach biyamin haPesach. Immunach biyamin haPesach. Yeah. Azay tzorich. Oh, so now this is shver, but I'll tell you why it's not shver, because I figured out he's talking about not that it was on the outside, it was on the inside. Look, v'yeshomim d'imunach b'yamin haPesach, if it's on the right side of the doorway, then tzorech la'aschol tamid b'ner hayamini, the rightmost ner is samuch l'Pesach, v'holech miyamin l'smol, because it was on the inside of the doorway, not on the outside. Trust me on this. Because they lit, it was already, he's talking b'shas, and it was a little dangerous to light outside. Not sakana, I don't want to use that word. Because sakana, they lit on the table inside. But he's talking about they lit on the inside of the doorway. Not on the outside of the doorway. What the Mishnah Berurah calls at one point is man hatur. So they lit it on the inside, and maybe the outside people could see it, maybe they can't. But they lit it by the doorway on the inside. So that's why he calls the rightmost nair the one closest to the door. Right, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to go from left to right every night. But according to the Gra, you're going to go from right to left, because you're always going to light first the one that's closest to the door, number one, and you're going to, right? The Gra doesn't care about moving from left to right or right to left. The main thing by the Gra is that you're going to light the one closest to the door, and that's the one you're going to light first every night. Okay, v'miniach hazneiros mismol haPesach, if it's on the left side of the door, tzorech la'ad legamkein tomet tchila haner asomach lePesach, which is now your leftmost ner, and you'll go from left to right according to the Gra. Now, according to the Gra, it's going to depend which side of the door it's on. The description in the Mishnah Berurah is that it's perpendicular to the door, it's on the inside of the doorway. And that's why he says exactly what he says. I saved you a lot of grief.
I don't know where you're standing. I mean, you know what side?
The logical way a person would be standing would be standing, so to speak, in front of the menorah, not in back of the menorah. The only place we find that the description is a person standing in back of the menorah is the Chasam Sofer in Shul, where he describes the menorah being bedarom and the person's facing the Aron Kodesh. And he lights the Nair Yamini closest to the Aron Kodesh. So he's obviously describing a person that's, so to speak, in back of the menorah. facing the people.
So the front, let's say...
Let's say a guy's lighting where? A guy's lighting in the window?
Let's say he's lighting for people in his house.
In this house or on the windowsill.
Right. But if it's on the windowsill, I mean, if they are able to say it's also for people outside?
Yeah, so I...
So if it's for people outside, then if I want to light in the front, I have to come around this way.
No.
My house,
no. You stand where you stand. You're standing where the most logical place to stand is. If it's on a window, you don't have a choice. We don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so let's say a scenario where...
If you're lighting outside, okay. Let's say on a ledge... Let's say there's a wall here on Refoim.
Yes, good.
I think the logical way, the logical perspective to have is the guy's also in the street facing the menorah. He's in the street facing the menorah lighting. That's to me the most logical perspective. And therefore he'll light, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the one on the right, and he'll move from left to right.
And what if that ledge was, let's say coming down the stairs? This side is like the street where people can be more light.
So he can't stand in the street and light?
Here, but then here, he's standing at the menorah being over here. If he wants to go outside of the ledge, he's going to be over here.
So what's the problem? If he stands in the street, he won't reach the menorah. So he has to stand in back of the menorah,
right.
Not in front of the menorah. So the question is, which is right and which is left? Logic says, since the point of the Shulchan Aruch is the way he lights, so logic says we should always worry about only where he's lighting. We shouldn't care about anyone else's perspective. And therefore, if he's forced to stand a certain way, he should also light the rightmost one and then move always from left to right. That's what I would say logically. However, everybody in the street is going to think he's an Amoritz. And there goes the Shidduch with his daughter again. And it didn't do him any good. What we said before, you weren't here. It didn't do him any good that he didn't have in mind in shul, at home, and he went to shul. Doesn't do him any good. He's going to ruin the shidduch anyway. Because everybody in the street's going to think that he's an amoritz. But lemaisa, seriously, l'chayre, he should do it that way. He should do it from the perspective of the way he lights. Because, in all seriousness. Because lemaisa, the point of the Shulchan Aruch is... to go from left to right. So if he can't stand anywhere else and that's the only place he's standing, L'chaira, that's the way he would have to do it. L'chaira. According to the Shulchan Aruch. See, according to the Gra, that's the beauty of the Gra. According to the Gra, it doesn't matter. The one closest to the doorway is always first. So wherever it is, you know, you light that one first, the one closest to the doorway.
But isn't there meaning of being on the door, right? So according to the Machaber, if you would make the brachas and you let the one on the most
furthest away from the door, right? So you're not within a tefach of the door. That's one of the kashas on the Machaber sheet.
And you made a bracha on that one, and then
you're maybe not a tefach from the door, but the menorah is a tefach from the door. It's one of the questions on the Mechaber. I mean, you could go through the whole Beis Yosef and the whole Taz and the whole Grod. There's a lot of talk here. Plus, Dachronim say, certainly, if you have a thick doorway, so even if your menorah is perpendicular, you should put it in the doorway and have the whole menorah be in the doorway. But then you can't close the door. Well, yeah, no matter what, you can't close the door, right? And also, yeah, why they... I don't know, why didn't they just put the menorah not perpendicular? Why didn't they? I don't know, but from the description of the Achronim, you see how they put the menorah. Okay, quickly, the Mishnah Berurah says, and so I'm going to say it Baal Peh. Yeah, he says the best thing is if you could put them all in the thickness of the doorway. Yeah, but we don't have such thick doorways. I think, I don't know, it depends, I guess. Our doorways are really not thick.
But if you're putting it on a
if you're putting
ledge,
it on the ledge, and then it's beautiful. Then if you put it perpendicular, then it's great.
It's
then all of them are going to be like in the doorway.
Don't see it at all.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's a mitzvah to put it perpendicular. The only thing I'm saying is, again, the principles of the halacha I said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the main principle is to light the new one every night and to move from left to right. According to the Taz, it's to light the new one every night and to move from right to left. According to the Gra, it's to light the first one, presumably the one closest to the Pesach, and that's the one you light first every night. And you move accordingly. Those are the principles. There's no din how to position the menorah. And just from the description of the halacha, apparently they always positioned it perpendicularly to the doorway. So, if it doesn't work out that way, so, okay. Okay, the din of the mechaber, that you light the new one every night, so the Mishnah Berurah points out that you should therefore be standing by the new one when you make the bracha, so you shouldn't have a problem with ein mavir and ala mitzvahs, like we saw by Talos and Tfilin. And therefore you should be standing there, v'lo yitztorech lahavir ala mitzvahs. And according to the Shita, that you make the bracha on the first Nair every night, that's the Gra, so then you should always stand there. That's all. Just stand by the one that you'll be lighting, so you shouldn't have a problem. Yeah, that's all it means.
What about the Taz that you jump?
According to the Taz just holds you go from, the whole Taz is that you go from right to left, instead of from left to right. That Kolpino should at the point it, the Taz also holds you light the new one every night, but the Taz holds Kolpinos means first turn to the right, and then go from right to left. According to the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, Kolpinos means go to the right. According to the Taz, it means start from the right. Turn to the right and start. What does it mean on the Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach, you went up in the south ramp, and you moved to the right. You move to the right. So why did the Taz do that? Because the Taz always told you go to the right. But according to the way you went to the right and you kept going to the right, to the right. I mean, according to the Taz, maybe on your first turn, you're now going to the left. The only way you always constantly are going to your right is if they walked around the Mizbeach always facing the center and they sort of shuffled sideways like they're doing like a little shuffle, you know.
Where?
The Hanukkah menorah?
No.
What do you mean how? It was the Darom. It was facing Mizrach Demaira. The Machlekes how it was facing Machlekes in the Gemara. It was Machlekes in the Gemara. We Paskin. Machlekes have a Paskin. But most shuls have it. The Darom with the Neiros from Mizrach Demaira.